You sure are something. I was all the way back in my dressing room. I heard you applauding. I rushed right out of here. Right now, I'm supposed to do a little dance, but my legs just aren't up to it. And all joking aside, I came up west about 15 years ago for arthritis. I finally got it last night. I was hanging around a bar. Picked up a couple other things. My wife said, "You put them back, boy." And when my little Nazi wife says, "Put them back," she still has boon meetings every Wednesday night, this cat. Now, her and her mother, they got a U-boat in the pool. You have all mine hair. You have all your own hair. But I'd like to tell you about a little trip that I took my family on. We went over to Honolulu. I took my wife and the seven kids, her mother and her brother, and his wife and the baby, the nurse and the maid, and some man. I don't know who the hell he was. He was standing in line. I said, "Get on the goddamn boat, you know." He was all dressed and everything. We had a nice trip. Most of us traveled by rail. And, but I tell you, boy, when we got there, they have some kind of, you know, as you dock, well, you won't believe this, Kermit, at all, because I won't even tell it to you. No, they have a tradition. As soon as I walked down that gangplank, some girl come running up, and she gave me a Hawaiian lei, and then she put flowers on my neck. This was the most beautiful thing. I'm going every Wednesday. Jeannie don't want to go. I don't know. And now there are no children here. Well, if the children were here, Kermit, they wouldn't have gotten that joke. Why? Because some of the older folks didn't get it. That's why. And incidentally, any of you folks living here at the hotel, if you are, you mind telling me how to turn off the air conditioning? There's no way at all. It is cold. My room is freezing. That kid said, "Turn the knob on the wall." I said, "You know who you're talking to?" He said, "Well," I said, "come over and show me the wall. Don't ask me to..." Crazy? It's freezing in my room. The coldest room. They keep the butter in my room. I'm sharing a double with a side of beef back there. Woke up this morning, snow on my bed. I didn't mind that. They sent in some big dog with a bottle around her neck. She left about 8:30. Nice doggy, good doggy, nice doggy. Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, this whole town is gambling. Anything you do, it's a gamble. I mean, now, as soon as you get off that, when you come into the room, sometimes, and even if you have the money, you do, it's a gamble. You ain't going to get it. I'll guarantee you that. You can bet. I called up the room. You laugh laconically, but I'm telling you the truth. I called up the room clerk, and I said, "Hey, boy, there are two mice in my room." He sent over a starting gate. I picked the loser. Oh, I am unlucky. I went to see the Grand Canyon. It was closed. Last week, bought a suit with two pair of pants, burned a hole in the coat. I guarantee they ever cut a woman in half, I'll get the part that eats. Sure I will. Nice doggy, good doggy. Sure you can. And sleep, you think you can sleep in this town? Go on, get out of here. Sleep, But I was very fortunate this morning. I slept right straight through from 5 to 5:30, a whole half hour. No pills or nothing. Just laid there, didn't even muss up the bed. Because I was in the hallway. That's why I didn't muss up the bed. Boy, it is terrible around here. And you know that tall girl, that tall blonde, that 6'12" thing? Huh? The one that tall, the blonde. What's her name again?
Guardring.
She was... Who? A guard ring, yeah. She was, well, last night, she was banging on my door for 45 minutes. But I won't let her out.
Guard ring? That's a good girl.
Sure. I'm going to pump you up in a minute. I'm telling you, but it's your... This is a goodie. Should be a goodie. You ain't got no printing on it. That's why it's a goodie. Anybody want to go anyplace? I can get you there. I don't know about bringing you back, though. Guard ring? It's good. Wonderful. It's okay. Tall girl. Sure. She had to be tall. I'm in the third floor. We have a... it's an L&M, a long mother. Oh, I didn't know that. Sure. But I'm telling you, you're what? You're hungry now? Well, why ain't you at? Huh? Well, you want a sandwich or something? I'll get you a sandwich. I'll ask the maitre d'. Maybe he'll get you something, whatever you want. A ham sandwich, cheese sandwich, you want a tongue sandwich? I'll get you a tongue sandwich.
Tongue sandwich?
Yeah.
Never eat anything comes from an animal's mouth.
Oh. How about a couple eggs? Sorry, Mike. Don't you think some idiot stopped me and he said, "What makes you drink like that?" Nothing makes me drink like that. I volunteer. And I sincerely do want to say that I feel sorry for you people that don't drink. No, I mean it, because when you wake up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel all day. At least we got a chance about 6:30. Sorry, Mike. You say Richard III. No, but getting back to a lot of wonderful things, we're going to sing a few songs here that we can't. Songs. This guy, cigarette's got an R in it. Some songs we kind of hope. Don't keep pushing this away. A few songs, and if there's a song that you like, and if you care to reminisce, and if you care to join me on the second chorus, you just forget it, because I hate group singing, boy. That's the worst thing in the whole world. This is a goodie. Oh, first of all, I got to tell you about my pappy. He was trying to get his citizenship papers, you know? So he studied all about America, and he got up in front of the judge, and he said, "Judge, listen. I know all the presidents. I know the cabinet members. I know presidents under the flag. I know where this country has come from, the earth, and all this thing, but I don't think you're going to give me my papers because I talk funny." The judge said, "Listen, long as I sit on this bench, you're going to get anything you want." He didn't get it. Could I have a pretty light, please? A nice, soft, magenta light, please, if you don't mind. Thank you. How about a brown? You got a brown? What are you, a smart aleck? Good, just keep it up. Six of your best friends are going to be carrying you by the handles. Oh, that can't be Jerry. No. Could be. He ain't working. No, I'm only kidding now. Old Jerry is going to start a new TV show in the fall, and it's going to be a good one because I talked... No, don't read what you read in the paper. He and me, we are very good friends, and he's going to have a damn good show, and I want you to all watch him because he is very talented and very funny. So that's all I can say to you, and that's the truth. Now we'll sing some songs. Thank you. I could open up a Chevron station tonight, I think. That's a gas company, honey, Chevron station.